Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth podcast for Friday, June 14th, 2013. We're here to talk about movies and toys and other stuff, Entertainment Earth. Last week at the box office, The Purge was number one with $34.1 million. It was a $3 million budget movie, so it did pretty well. So expect to see more movies like The Purge, I gotta say, or guess. Fast and Furious 6 was number two, $19.6 million. Now You See Me, number three, $19 million. The Internship, number four, $17.3 million. And Epic rounded out the top five with $11.9 million. New this week, This Is the End, Man of Steel, and others in limited release. This Is the End started off strong with $7.8 million on Wednesday, and probably isn't going to do that well against Man of Steel, according to the speculation I've been reading. Man of Steel is expected to do $100, $130 million in the U.S. easily. Interesting. The Rotten Tomatometer thing says that more people seem to like This Is the End than Man of Steel, but hey, marketing accounts for a lot, and who doesn't like a movie with a good action figure? I know I do. Anyway, what else do we got? I am reading in the news that the Ghost Rider rights might be up for review and possibly going to court. It is owned by Gary Frederick or Marvel Comics. A federal case may be made of this in the very near future. A similar case went out for Superman a few years ago saying who owned the character, and obviously that movie is coming out this weekend. Paramount is looking into distributing Terminator 5, according to Screen Rant. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been saying he's involved and production might start in early 2014. John Chu has confirmed he will return to direct G.I. Joe 3. In other news, there will be a G.I. Joe 3. Star Wars meets Shakespeare in a new book. Let me pull up the name for you. I just read about this last night. It is called here we go. William Shakespeare's Star Wars, Verily a New Hope. It's a Star Wars, the first movie written as a five-act Shakespeare play. You can see previews online at Entertainment Weekly and stuff. It's coming out in early July. I guess after Pride and Prejudice and Zombies and everything else, it had to be done. There's some pretty cool retro, old-timey illustrations mashing up iconic Shakespeare poses with Star Wars characters. And Darth Vader's got a swell jacket on the cover, so you'll want to at least look at that. The new Muppet movie is called The Muppets Most Wanted. It was previously called The Muppets Again. And this is the one that on paper seems like it's kind of like The Great Muppet Caper, which I'm okay with because that was a great movie.
On sale at Entertainment Earth.
That was mildly horrifying, but what's not horrifying, this is a good segue, is that Entertainment Earth has San Diego Comic-Con exclusives on sale from previous years. If you missed out on classic exclusives, we have 59 different ones. Buy one, get one 50% off. This includes Funko, Gentle Giant, Mezco Living Dead Dolls, there's some Star Wars stuff, there's some Dark Shadow stuff, there's some Lost stuff. We've even got a Dollhouse comic book. We got quite the selection. Check them out at entertainmentearth.com today, and remember, buy one, get a second, 50% off. These are the in-stock ones from last year. The 2013 ones are not on sale at this time. In toy news, let's see here. Oh, we got a couple of new ones. Hot Wheels, the Tim Burton Batmobile, is starting to ship in the basic car assortments, and according to Mattel's website, they say it's in Mix-L. Entertainment Earth sells Mix-L. You want to write this down. Search on this number, MTL-259-3W11. It seems similar to the Tim Burton Batmobile from 10 years ago, but I've been trying to find mine in my toy stash for weeks so I can compare them, but the problem with Hot Wheels cars is they are kind of like needles in haystacks, in that they blend in well, and you got one in a box, and you got a lot of boxes. It's there somewhere, I guess. I don't know. Still looking for those. Comic-Con exclusives. A new Twilight Zone Star Trek crossover has been announced from Biff Bang Pow. You get two William Shatner bobbleheads in a TV-themed tote featuring graphics from both TV shows. It is unprecedented and pretty cool, and you can pre-order it right now. Gentle Giant announced a bunch of new items for next year because it's never too early. It's always the right time to pre-order, honestly. New items include a Walking Dead Rick Grimes badge replica, a Jumbo Kenner Hoth Han Solo, Azog mini-bust from The Hobbit, and Imperial Seal bookends. New Funko Pop vinyl figures this week include DC Comics characters, they're due in September, Batman Beyond, and Nightwing. Other new pre-orders include a My Little Pony Dr. Hooves Cutie Mark patch for your presumably pants, maybe a jacket or backpack. Lord of the Rings Gandalf the White Nightlight. I just like the white nightlight thing. That was funny. And we had a new Big Bang Theory pop vinyls, including Penny. And there's also a DC Collectibles now. DC Comics Gotham City Garage Catwoman statue. You get free shipping on this one because we have free shipping on items $99 or more. And it's basically Catwoman as a biker on a pretty big bike with what you might consider to be even less sensible clothing, which is usually a selling point when it comes to Catwoman statues. And that's it. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth podcast. I've been your host, Adam Paulus. You can find us at entertainmentearth.com or on Twitter or on Facebook or on Tumblr or on presumably everywhere else, Google+. You really should follow us on Google+. You'll be one of a proud select few. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.